call received from home care agency.
Mimi speaking.
Hi, I was speaking with Jasmine. I just got disconnected.
Okay, let me check. Give me 1 second. Can I put you on hold for just a minute?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Put me on hold. I came down last night. She left the milk out. Well, my clothes are in the dryer. Mom, the truck probably couldn't get in.
Just another minute, please, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay.
No salary. A couple guys don't have this one. I'll put this up there.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. So you were talking to Jasmine, you said?
Yeah.
Let me check. In regards to what? Services?
So, yeah, I was looking to switch my grandmother's agencies, and she was just trying to get some figures together for me.
Okay, sure. Did you take down information or not yet?
She asked me a few questions, you know, what county and how many hours she gets and how many aides she has. Okay. I'm not sure if she would need any other information.
Okay. So let me check. Give me 1 second. Alrighty. What's your grandmother's name?
Josephine Coppertino. Coppertino.
Okay, so it's Coppertino.
Yes.
And how do you spell her first name?
Josephine.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is her date of birth?
12/5/1930.
Okay, so you said it's 12/5/1930, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is she on Medicaid?
Yeah.
Would you by any chance have her Medicaid ID number?
I do not have it on me.
Okay, that's fine. We can get it later on. What about her home address?
Well, I'm not switching her yet. I mean, I just I'm trying to gather some information together. I've been with 3 different agencies, and it's been screwed by all 3 of them. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, you know, they promise you a certain rate, and then they don't give you access to the app. And then when you get access to the app, you find out you're not making what you're supposed to.
That's not what we do. Honestly.
Yeah, the second one automatically switched me over to a 1099 form after the first few weeks of being paid by W-4. You know, so that was the second mess up. And then the third one, they promise you, say, $1,000 sign-on bonus, and then you have to fight them 6 months later, and they only give you
$600.
No. So nobody's living up to their promises, and that's what I'm trying to look into
right.
A few different places, and then I'm going to discuss it with her coordinator, and then we'll make the decision.
Uh-huh. I hear you. So look, first of all, you won't have that issue with us, because if we say something, we keep to our word, you know? We don't just say something that we can't do.
Right.
And if you are interested in switching over, I'm happy to help out with, you know, answering all your questions. Let me know what it is that you want to know.
Okay. What are you offering per hour? What's your rate?
So it really depends. How many hours did you get approved?
126.
126. And where does she live?
Philadelphia.
She has how many caregivers? One? Are you
two.
Her caregiver?
Yes.
Okay.
So both myself and my mother.
Two caregivers for 126 hours.
Right, that's 63 each.
Do you mind if I ask how much you're getting now, and I'm happy to work with you?
Okay. Well, yeah, here's the thing. So the agency promised 14. So they're giving me the 14 because I already had access to the app, but we just found out they were only giving my mom 12.
Ooh.
And they won't fix it. They said, oh, from here on in, we'll give her a raise. You're giving her a raise to the rate you were supposed to be paying her for months.
Right. Oh, wow.
Because we were discussing our pays the other day, and I said, why are our figures different if we're both on the same rate at the same hours?
Exactly.
So then we added it up, and she's making $2 less.
Oh, wow. Mm. I see. Okay, so let me try to match the 14 an hour for you.
Okay.
Okay, two caregivers. 14.
And she has Keystone.
Keystone first. Okay, perfect. For 63 hours. Okay. And what's your name?
I'm Josephine also.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, Josephine. Okay, so, and your last name?
Genestra, G-E-N-E-S-T-R-A.
Okay. And this is the best number to reach you?
Yes.
And what is your mother's name?
Mary.
Okay, and her last name?
Cerati, Cerati.
And what's her phone number?
The same as mine. We're always perfect. Together.
Okay, no problem. 7703.
We spend 24 hours a day with my grandmother also, so she's the same number.
Oh, wow. Okay, no problem.
Yeah. It's just at 95, she can't be alone, like, ever.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we both had to quit our jobs 2 years ago, so we need to be paid a certain amount of money
100%.
To pay our bills and take care of her, because, she gets a small Social Security check.
Right. No, 100%. I'm with you on that one, so no worries. I'm happy to help. What's her home address, your grandmother's home address?
945 Kimball Street, K-I-M-B-A-L-L.
Kimball Street, Philadelphia.
It's 19147.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, perfect. So is this the best number to reach you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me have my intake and give you a call back really soon, and we'll be happy to help you. I'm going to make sure we match the rate for you. Any questions you have, just let us know, and we're happy to help you. And it'll be from Family First,
Family First. All right. Do you guys do you pay weekly, right, or biweekly?
We pay weekly.
Okay. And do you do a sign-on bonus also?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Do you guys offer a sign-on bonus?
We do offer a sign-up bonus, yes. I'm not sure exactly how much I can... What do you have something specific in mind?
I don't know. Like I said, the other agencies, they all promise 1,000. But they never did it.
Okay, I can try to find out in...
Okay.
And work with you, yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Mimi. M-I-M-I.
Mimi. Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Mimi.
Yeah, of course. We'll give you a call today, okay? Look out for a call.
All right. All right, thank you.
Okay, sure. No problem. Bye.